It's been a few weeks since we brought you a fitness challenge, but that doesn't mean I've fallen off the fitness wagon. I'm committed to getting healthy and continuing to try new ways of exercising.
Turn your hips, go 8, 7, 6, 5, go 4. Let's go, 2.
That's the sound of a Taibo class at Billy Blank's World Training Center in Sherman Oaks, California. When I arrived, there were about 50 people of all ages punching, kicking, and sweating to loud, frenetic music. I admit, it looked pretty intimidating. But before I took the next class, I sat down with Taibo creator and former pro fighter, Billy Blanks. He's as thoughtful and serious about fitness as his classes are high energy.
Taibo is based on karate, boxing, dancing, and calisthenics all combined into one form of exercise to give people a chance to have a fun time while they work out. And then, especially with women, it gives women a chance to learn a form of self-defense and this self-awareness tool to get them to get in the best shape that they can get in.
So I've been on this journey to get in better shape, and I have. I'm in much better shape. I haven't lost as much weight as I would like, but that's on me. But I have tried boxing, I've tried yoga, all these different sports. I'm still not someone who is in tip-top shape. So is your workout appropriate for people at different fitness levels?
I think Taibo is a workout that anybody could do. You know, you could do it at your own level. It's like running a marathon. You see people out there that's 80 years old. You see people that's 20 years old. You see people that's all sorts of ages. So I just say, if you're going to do a workout, always tell people don't try. Like you said, you say a key word there. You say, I've been trying all these different workouts, and I know you're trying them out just to find what is your niche. But when you try to do something, it doesn't give you any power. It's like me telling you, try to walk through this door. You know how to walk through the door. You just got to do it. So I always say, if you don't get into a workout, don't try. Just do it. And do it at your own level. And eventually, you'll get it to the level that you want to get it at.
Tell me about your career as a fighter.
Well, as a fighter, you know, I started fighting actually at the age of 16. Made the United States karate team in 1975 and traveled with the United States for about 10 years. And then I retired as an amateur and fought professional. And I'm actually seven times world champion. I won 36 international gold medals. And then I decided, you know, to retire and get into what I love to do is help people. And that's where Taibo evolved. Taibo came from my style of martial arts called Taekwondo.
Why don't you tell us a story about someone who started doing Taibo and how it changed their life?
Well, myself, you know, I can tell by myself. I mean, I thought I was in really good shape. I was United States champion. I was one of the best fighters in the world. And my wife went out and bought me the theme song to Rocky. So I put the theme song on, and I was down in my basement, and this is how Taibo evolved. I was punching and kicking, and the next thing you know, I said, man, within 4 to 5 minutes, I was tired, cardiovascular tired, and I thought I was in good shape. So what I did is I started taking music, and I started taking calisthenics and combining them all together. And then I started working on it, and then sooner or later, I could get to where I could do a half an hour cardio class without stopping. And then it got to 45 minutes, then it got to a whole hour. And then, you know, I started to see my cardiovascular get better. And then I started to see my fighting in the ring start to even become much better because my confidence in me being in good cardio shape changed. And you know what the key thing that I thought I saw from what I was doing? I saw that my insides were getting better instead of the outside. And see, what most people look at, they look at the outsides first. And they feel if the outside's getting in shape, then they're in shape. And I always say, no, in order for you to get in shape, you have to get your insides together. Because I'm going to ask you a question. I'll say this. Say the way I look today.
The way I look today.
Is the way my mind and will make me look.
Is the way my mind and will make me look.
That's, to me, you can't surpass your free will. So if you don't want to go past your mind and your will, then you're not going to get any results. See, your body gets the results of your mind and will. So I always tell people, if you want to get in shape, get your mind and will in shape. And then your body will follow. And that, to me, is the key.
What kind of responses do people have when you tell them that?
You know, they don't think about that because I'll say to them, say this then. Say, body, get in shape.
Body, get in shape.
Well, see, that's what most people go for. They want their body to get in shape, but their mind and will not to be in shape.
Ah.
So how can you surpass your mind and will?
True.
You can. I mean, your will is so powerful, it'll make you sit on a couch and not want to work out. So I always tell people what you got to do is when you go to the gym, I love to see your natural, your physical body in this gym, but I want to see your mind, your will here with you. Get that mind and will in shape, and then the body will follow.
So what's ahead for you?
Well, I love helping people, and that'll be something that I always do for the rest of my life. I'm getting ready to do a new video series. I love working with the troops. I'm getting ready to go to Iraq It'll be my fifth time going to Iraq. I love work with the troops. It's almost been 6 years now. I've been traveling around the world training the troops and just going, spending time with them, talking to them, motivating them, and just thanking them for what they do for our country and for what they do for the world. So I'll keep doing that. And then I'm going to start making trips to Africa and just get involved with, you know, the kids' programs over there. And I want to help people. And that's my goal.
What do the troops say when you go visit them? How do you feel their morale is, and what kind of message do you try to bring to them?
Well, you know, when I do something, I always got to tell you this, I don't like to try.
Try is okay. We'll cut the word try out.
I always say try. I kick it in the butt and get it out of my life, because if I try to do stuff, it never works. But when I do stuff, it works. You know, working with the troops is truly a blessing to be able. When they see you come, especially to Iraq or Afghanistan, when they see somebody like me come over to visit them, they're so happy. I mean, because they don't see people from home. And it's just truly a blessing to be there. I mean, you see a lot of things. I was there when the war first started, so I got a chance to see what they've done from the first time the war has started up until now. So I see the changes, you know. And they don't always show the good things on TV here. They always want to find something bad and good, you know. But because what the troops are doing, it's saving people's lives. Yeah, we're losing lives. But I always say, if it weren't for Martin Luther King losing his life, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. He died so I could have freedom and do the things that I do right now. And if it weren't for him standing up and being strong the way he was strong, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now. So I look at people who's in the past helped me be where I am today. And somebody had to give their life.
Well, Billy Blanks, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next, we walk downstairs. Billy put on a headset to lead and motivate his next class. I took my place in the back of the room. I'd been dealing with a knee injury I got at the gym, but even if I was in tip-top shape, I would have had a hard time keeping up.
Good. Left hand up. Look up and see the ceiling and count it. Go. Wake up, y'all. Help me up. Good. Slide right leg back a little bit and count it. Go. Good. Take your hands, slide the legs in. Pull your right leg in. Right leg goes in. Reach up under your left calf. Chest goes down. Go down as far as you can go. All right. Shake it out. Everybody ready? I only heard two people. Y'all ready? Yeah, better be. Ready? Here we go. Give me a little jog, y'all. A little jog. Jog. That's right. Get the legs going. You got to move. You got to wake up over there. Wake up. Arms up. Reach. Go. All the way over. Give me a nice reach. Two more. Let's go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Ready? 3 jabs left. 1, 2, 3. Cross. 1. Are y'all ready? Come on. Let's go. 8, 7. Wake up. You're here. You might as well do something, right? You're here. Come on. 2, 3. Go. Push. Last set of bands.
Oh, my God. This is too much for me. All right. I hate to do this, but I'm going to bail out on Billy Blank's class. It's kind of like leaving the Sistine Chapel of Fitness, but you know, I'm whooped.
Taibo had me whooped, but not defeated. Billy Blanks is scheduled now to leave for a 2-week trip to Iraq this Saturday. We'd like to wish him a safe return. You can see pictures of Billy teaching me some famous Taibo techniques, plus listen to some of my earlier adventures in fitness at our website, npr.org. Next up, another kind of martial arts, capoeira. This Afro-Brazilian art form mixes music, dance, and ritualized combat. Roda, mundo, gira, gira, mundo, roda, roda. Quem tem cerveja, soda. Assunto da moda é fome por cada